Hi, I'm Mark. It's great to be sharing with you today. And I want to share a part of my faith journey with you. When I was 4 years old, my parents separated. It was a hard time. And Mum took me, my two brothers, and my sister who was on the way. And we moved out of the family home. And we moved into a friend's garage. And it was quite difficult times because in those days, if you chose to separate, you weren't eligible for government income. So my mother faced 2 years without any income and raising four children on her own. It was at that point and in that difficult time that the Salvation Army was introduced to us, and people from the Salvation Army would drop off a box of food occasionally. And eventually the Salvation Army helped us find some better accommodation. So from those very early years, I'm very grateful to the Salvation Army. And my mother decided that there was something to this organisation that provided practical help to people. And so she started sending us all to Sunday school. And we went to Sunday school each week. And then she started coming to church, and she brought us to church with us, with her at the Salvation Army. And then at the age of 8, I remember there was quite a powerful meeting at the Salvos. And I went home and I was thinking and praying. And I went on my own into a bedroom and I knelt beside the bed and I bowed my head and I said, "Yes, Lord, I recognise that you are God, the creator, preserver and governor of all things. And I said, Lord, I want you to be Lord of my life and I give myself to you." And in that moment, something remarkable happened for me, and I don't know what your experience was because it can be different for every person, but for me, there was a powerful light that filled the room and a warmth that I felt. And in that moment, I believe God gave me a precious gift, and that was a glimpse of himself. As humans, we can only see a very small part of the greatness of God. But in that moment, God opened my eyes to who he is, and that changed me forever, and I will never be the same. And I want other people to have that wonderful, overwhelming, peaceful, healing experience for themselves. And as we look at this first picture that I have today, this is a work of art that's been created by Erik Johansson. And as with any piece of art, it's up to each of us to interpret this in a way that's meaningful for us. But today I suggest there's a message here for us as Salvos, in that we can create pathways for others. And as Christians, I believe the pathways that we create for others should be paths that lead them into God's presence. So take a look at this picture and just take this moment to think about what this means for you. Today we're looking at a scripture from Luke chapter 3, and these are the words of John the Baptist, and I believe they're particularly appropriate for our theme today, which is creating faith pathways. And John provided this message: A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked roads shall come straight, the rough ways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. So this was a message from John, and it was speaking about preparing the way for Jesus. But I believe that these verses are for all time, and they're verses for us today too. And they're an instruction from God for us to prepare the way for people to meet with Jesus. And in these verses, it gives us some instructions for how that path should look that we are building for others. It should be a straight path, not crooked. It shouldn't be complex. It should be a path that it is easy for other people to travel along. Not a rough path, but a pleasant journey without bumps. And a path that makes it much easier for people to come and meet Jesus than it would be for them to search and struggle on their own in this confusing world. And finally, in verse 6, it says that this path is to be made that all people can travel along the path and have that opportunity of seeing God and the salvation that he provides through Jesus Christ. So the message to us today is prepare the way for others. Have you heard the parable about the train, a modern parable that speaks to us about the vehicle that we have for bringing people to Jesus? And I want to suggest today that our core is like a train. It has many things in common with a train. It's a safe place. It provides an easy journey for us towards God. There, on this train, there's food, which we all are very familiar with if we're a regular part of this corps. There can be meals together, which we really enjoy joining together with. There's companions on the trip. So on the train, we are travelling with other people. There's a purpose for the trip, and there's a clear direction that the train goes in. And these are all things that we have in common with our core and a train. I firmly believe that the Salvation Army is a wonderful vehicle for enabling people to move towards an encounter with God and to grow in their relationship with God and experience of him. The Salvation Army is probably the best expression of God that I see in Australia today. It's a wonderful expression of faith in action. We have a very firm foundation and fantastic Salvation Army doctrine. We encourage healthy living, and we live with a purpose, which is to honour God and to lead other people to the presence of Jesus. I wonder if today you can label or name the doors on the train, the entry points that we have for our core. Perhaps the first carriage is our Sunday worship meetings. People can come through the door and find a holy space and meet with Jesus in that moment. Perhaps another carriage is our kids' club, our kids' activities. And another carriage could be our seniors' group. And yet another carriage, our youth group. And perhaps you can name those places that you engage with in this core. Places where new people are welcome and familiar people are welcomed again each week. Now, the train is a wonderful parable of our core and a lot of the constructive, positive things about our core. But similar to a train, there are problems that the train parable highlights. And the biggest problem that I see along the lines of our creating pathways, faith pathways, is that a train doesn't stop at the front door of your house. It has limited pickups and limited locations. And there's a capacity on the train. We can only fit so many people in for an event. And these are huge challenges that each of us have to own as salvationists. And I want to take you to William Booth, because he's my inspiration. And he brings this quote to us today. And there's a cry of desperation in these words that I hope that all resonates with all of us as salvos. And I'll read the words to you. Put your ear down to the Bible and hear him bid you go and pull sinners out of the fire of sin. Put your ear down to the burdened, agonized heart of humanity and listen to its pitiful wail for help. Then look Christ in the face, whose mercy you have professed to obey, and tell him whether you join heart and soul and body and circumstances in the march to publish his mercy to the world. So in this passionate speech, William Booth is calling us to that desperate situation that many people live their lives in. Lives lived without hope, without purpose, without direction. Lives lived in desperate need, a need that only Jesus can fulfill. Can you feel that passion of William Booth? And do you feel it in your own heart? Can it resonate in your mind in this moment and in this coming week? Now, what is the solution? We need small vehicles that go out from the core, the train station, if you like, and go and connect with people in their homes and in their workplaces. Does that make sense? Without those connections, the danger is that there are empty seats in our core. And there are people out in the community that need that seat, but they aren't transported to that place of salvation. I wonder, as you look at this picture, which vehicle you are. Perhaps you're the ambulance that has that special skill of meeting, you know, people in desperate crisis and bringing them to a place where they can meet with Jesus. Perhaps you're the sports car and you connect with other people that love sports cars. Perhaps you're the family car and you're witnessing to your family. Perhaps you're the truck that's making deliveries to people in the community. Perhaps you're the little minivan that picks up people on the way to the core on a Sunday or to an activity and brings along your neighbours or your friends to the meeting. Which one do you relate to today? Now, we've put some real thought into creating pathways and what that means for the Australian Salvation Army and our territory today. And there's 5 points that have been pulled out that we can intentionally work on. And I want to paraphrase these as questions for you today. So you're ready for some tough questions? The first question is, do you like people? Do you care enough about people to engage with them in a caring way? And the second question, are you warm and helpful? This is one that challenges me personally because I tend to be a quiet, reserved person. But I know that Jesus is trying to change my heart and my thinking so that I'm open and warm with every person that I speak with and engage with during the week. The third question, do you speak and act as Christ does? And all of your talking and all of your actions, are they the words and the actions that Christ would do in your situation? Fourth question, do you invite God into conversation? I think this is an area that we struggle with a bit as Australians because really we've removed a lot of that God language from our general day-to-day conversation. Sometimes we're reluctant to say, God bless you, or may God go with you, or can I pray with you? I do believe that we need to be intentional about bringing that language back into our day-to-day conversation. And the fifth question, what small group can you start? Now, that might sound a bit daunting. I'm not necessarily talking about a new Bible study, but a small group can be you and one other person or two other people where you are intentionally helping people walk that path towards Jesus, having spiritual conversations with them. And our next picture here is an extra focus that we are challenging people and salvos to undertake in our division in New South Wales. Just take a moment to look at those points. So in our division, we are encouraging salvos to form or be a part of groups that meet to solve community issues. I was thinking about my own efforts and how engaged am I in the issue of homelessness in my suburb where I live? Am I meeting with other people to try and find solutions to the desperation of the homeless in my community? So intentionally forming or being part of local groups that are interested in problem solving in our community. Then being part of holistic groups that bring hope. So intentionally forming new groups or encouraging current groups to become more holistic. And by that, I mean looking at the needs of the people that are part of the group and seeking to help each other with that, and also incorporating a spiritual experience in the groups that we are a part of, and directing people towards Jesus, who is the source of all hope. And then the final point here, just stressing the priority of gathered worship. And I find it really challenging when we're in a lockdown situation and unable to meet together for corporate worship, I think we really lose something of what God is calling us to. And hopefully it won't be long before we can reclaim that privilege of meeting together in a worship experience, in a holy space as a large group. So again, reinforcing that point that it's very important, I believe, that we meet together as a larger group in a worship experience, because this is wonderfully honouring to God and uplifting to our spirits, and it moves us forward in our journey of faith. Now, final picture. And this is the message for today. You remember our scripture, prepare the way. It is the call for today. It is the call on all salvos and all Christians. Prepare the way for Jesus. This is our job. This is our task. This is our calling. To be in ministry, to be effectively reaching the lost in our community and providing those pathways to faith for those who desperately need Jesus. I trust that you're hearing that challenge and that you're praying for fresh insight from God about how you can be more effective in that calling on your life. Let's close with a prayer. Lord God, I pray for this core as it seeks to take many people on a faith journey, to travel with Jesus in a growing faith experience. But let us always remember that our calling is more than just worshipping you, God. It is about inviting other people into your family. And that's why you've placed us in this world, in all its messiness, so that we can prove that we are faithful servants of you. And as we create new pathways, let us also own this as an individual responsibility and calling and a privilege that you place on our lives. So, Lord, may we be faithful and found faithful in your service today and in this coming week. And we give you the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you.